So, two things to mention at the beginning, or is it just to be maxim, not to get the halacha. First of all, since we're doing brachas, because this is a halacha that you're going to get on a daily basis, and we're trying to learn to know, you should write down any halacha which is miskadesh to you, but some of 60, at least 60 to 80% of the halacha that you're going to learn, you don't write. But any which halacha which is miskadesh to you, you should write down on this page, or underline it, and if you know you're not going to look at what you underline, then write it down on this page. Once you write it down, even if you lose the page, it doesn't make a difference. Once you write it down somewhere else, it already made a ratio on it. Definitely. So write it down, you remember it. That's the first improvement. The second thing is that I would like to ask the person of Akasha that I know if they can give in once a week a Ha'ara, Akasha, Deret, nothing, not a long shtip. If you want to give a long shtip, we'll call it a month. But Mamash, nothing, something, Ha'ara, Adahara, something. The Tehara is always put it together. And help the people in the Kupa Chavir. Whatever you want. And the third Nikuda is that Bezal Hashem we're trying to finish up till Kippur Varchim, hopefully this month. And to do that, we're going to have to
cook.
Yeah, we're going to have to be serious about serious learning. If you finish the whatever it is, you finish the thing, and you're not interested in seeing the other issue, you're not interested in looking through the box, just go like it. Go like this. Don't hack around because you have nothing to do. Just go like this. Bikaron, what we have to see is Marash Tesis, Rosh Rabbeinu Yena, Tur Beitesis, Shulchan Aruch, Magen Avraham Taz, and Mishnah Berurah. Now you can see all the boxes and all the preachers and all the boxes and the shekels and all the merahitas, which is Kedai if you have time. If not, then the basic is what we're trying to get. Okay. We need to make a Gula Tzivu. The first thing to clear is what's the Gula that we're handling? Is the Geula the Geula of Kriyashma? Or is the Geula the Geula of the Bracha of Kriyashma? Bracha Dosh and Gali itself, what's the Geula? Zikr, even if you learn that it's the Geula of Kriyashma, we're not, the Hemshech, the Brachas, are all the Hemshech of that Geula. And the Gemara really says that Geula Rechta on Hashkivenu. But the rest is a Chilak of the Etim Geula. Because it's all talking about the Yitzhiz of Time, which is mentioned in Kriyashma. Hashkivenu doesn't mention it at the time, that's the Gemara with Machad Gula Rift. But what's the Gula that we're having? So if you look in Simon Memvav, in the Ramad and Simon Memvav, he says, V'toy v'lemer v'shachat achar shma Yisrael, v'am shayin k'vayim achut edhe lo'om v'ed. Ki lepa'om v'shayin v'kri yishma 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 Says the Goyim, the Bir HaGol, the Bir HaLacha brings it down. He says, what's that? You shouldn't be Mechavah to be Yetzeh, because if you're Mechavah to be Yetzeh, you're not going to be able to be same as Gula Tefillah. When you lay the Brachas afterwards, you're not going to be same as Gula Tefillah. In fact, the Bir HaLacha, what's this? How come you're not same as Gula Tefillah? In a Hanami, you're not Yetzeh Yechiv of Kriyishma, because you're Yetzeh Yechiv of Kriyishma beforehand, but you're laying the Brachas. And the Brachas, through the Brachas, you're same as Gula Tefillah. Zach Tzviach Yitzchak, which is the Pirish on the Siddur HaGol. He brings down the Salaf of the Goyim, and he says, what's Pshat of the Goyim? He says, we see the Rebbeinu Yoyin that we saw this past week. Not the Rebbeinu Yoyin, that Yorad Litvo. A guy means Yorad Litvo, and Im Yesh Litman, Lalas is his castle, Snikh is Kriyashma, Kedim Shetan is Hachama, that's what he should do. If he doesn't have time for Kriyashma before he is Hachama, he should lay Kriyashma inside the border. Like the Rebbeinu Yoyin, we see from here that the Iker is the Kriyashma before he is Hachama. Because we're willing to lay Kriyashma for Nitzachama, even though you're not going to be able to do the Tefillah. In fact, that's the Yachid, so that's what I mean. Why aren't you going to be able to do the Tefillah? After you get out, you're laying Kriyashma again with the Brachas, and you're able to do the Tefillah. What do you mean you're not going to be able to do the Tefillah? That's the Yachid. That's why it says for a video, you know. And he held that the Gula that we're handling is not the Gula of the Brachas. And even if you lay the Brachas afterwards, it's not going to help you. The Ikar Gula is the Gula that's mentioned, the Yitzhiz of Time, which is mentioned in Kriyashma. And that's the Gula that you have to be able to do the Tefillah. The Melech Okama that it's not a Kriyashma Lechayvo because you already created your Chiv of Kriyashma before and Hagam if you're laying the Brachas afterwards, it's not going to help you. And you're not going to have to be able to do it. Kriyashma again also won't help you because that's the Kriyashma Lechayvo. Like when you Kriyashma in the middle of the afternoon, that's not the Kriyashma Lechayvo that we're Mechayv to be same as Lulu to. Kriyashma Shalavit is other halachas, still in the Tiber, it's getting.
You got the deal, you couldn't have the
You want to know if you can lane just Krishna and then
Vishwa?
Yes. The question is, even if you hold a death sacred Krishna, hands down you need a hemship. The brothers are all the hemship of the Emmet Vyasa and those in the Shmaya Yisrael. It's all a hemship of that Krishna. It happens to be that Shrimad Dhamma Krishna, it says by Maharaj, if a guy, he says by Shakyamuni, if you read your Khiva of Krishna earlier, and then you get up to Shmaya Yisrael, and you realize that the Seber is Dhamma Krishna Nefer, you should Dhamma Krishna Nefer. Not going to be the Emmet. It says such a lesson. Well, the serious issue on the tenet of that the gula that we're handling is the gula of Krishna, so the first thing says the same, Beis Manal. Rashi on Beis Manal says that the meaning was, in those days, in the times of the Rishonim, the meaning was that everybody davened Mar before Tetz Yehov. Frank Rashi, so why did they say Shema? If you can't be in Shema, go after Tetz Yehov. Why did they say Shema before Tetz Yehov? He says, lovely to see them in Tetz Yehov. But in a Hanami, the Iker Shema that you're being Geite has to be after Tetz Yechavim. When is that? Kirishma Shalamito. Fact says this four questions. Among them, yes. That you're not being repassing like your Bishu, like your Yechavim. You have to be Tamil Gula Tzvil. According to Rashi, you're not being Tamil Gula Tzvil. Because you're delayed, Kirishma Shalamito. You're not being the Brahma Shalamito. You're not happening. You're not being the Brahma Shalamito. Now, some of the Leila pointed out, which is pretty important, Tetz did not ask like the Shulchan Gemara says. Shulchan Gemara says, She'ein roi levarach Krishma v'yem v'tel ef nesis gechof v'klal v'arim to levarach bracha levatam. He didn't ask him Rashi that how can you lay the bracha of Krishma before this gechof v'tel bracha levatam. That means Taisus understood that it's not shver to lay the brachas beforehand, like the Rashi says in the first in Shuvah, he's saying this John Rashi also l'cheirem, is that it's not a problem to report this gechof because the brachas of Krishma are not birchas like Krishma. It was a bracha that they were mitzakin. It's not, in general, it's a birchas, a chelet of the tefillah. They were stelled in a vek that should be right next to Krishma. Maybe it works even as a bracha of Krishma, but it's not a chilek of the Krishma that if you're not used to your Krishma, you can't be used to the bracha. No shaykhna. Even though you're not used to your Krishma, before Tetz Yechavim, the brachas were not nisgan on the Krishma, and Mimela it's not a problem with bracha of Atamon. Hagam that's not the zman for Krishma, it is the zman for the bracha. And you can be used to your Krishma the bracha. By faith, the faith is understood then. And faith is a maskim, but the bracha is not a chilek of the... It's not a chilek of the Krishma. If so, what was Bavan places that Lefi Rashi that you're not being Tamil Gula Tvila? Why can't you be Tamil Gula Tvila with through the Brahma? Kokama that you hold that the Brahma is no shaka to the Krishma. So Hagam that I'm not being used to make the Krishma, I can lay in the Brahma. So once I lay in the Brahma, I can be Tamil Gula Tvila. Even though it's important that you have, what was places asking Rashi Bakali, you're not being Tamil Gula Tvila? In Akhami, afterwards, Bashat Krishma Shalamita, of course you're not being Tamil Gula Tvila, you're only laying Shema, the first Bash of Shema. But before Tetz Yechavim, when you daven the whole entire Maariv, and you said all the brachas, why weren't you saying with Gula Tzvila? Elamai, this is one like the Zerbeni, you know, that the Gula Tzvila that we have to distinguish is the Gula of the Kriyashma, like the Gainer. It's the Kriyashma, that's the Ikar Gula that we're having. And the Mela, if you're not using your Chiv of Kriyashma, because before Tetz Yechavim, you can't be saying with Gula Tzvila. However, Rashi holds the Kharil. Rashi, Pashtas, he held that you are being saying with Gula Tzvila. But it's the Rashi held that the gula that we're handling is not the gula of the Shema. It's Mefurish and Rashi. Rashi says in Abdallah and Mabay, he says, what's the Indian of that same as gula tefillah? He brings down the Yerushalmi, Ma'amin and Mabrach to Yerushalmi, Mishin is same as gula tefillah, Lomo Zemer, Lahoyeva Yishemela, Shabba Vedofa Kapitza Yishemela. Yotza Hamela Kmata Shehifnik, Afu Masi, Afu Hifnik. That is the end of the Yerushalmi. Now Rashi goes into Mechaz his own shot, he might have his own beer. That was the end of the Yerushalmi. That's what all the other Rishonim bring down. Rashi says, what should you do? Elo, yeah, other Mekarim HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Elo, Merasehu, B'Tishvachit, Kikilusin, Shayuziyas Mitzrayim. First, be Merasehu, be Mekarim HaKadosh Baruch Hu to you, to your Kilusin of Yuziyas Mitzrayim. U'Mitzkarim Elo, U'Boydekarim Elo, Yishlo Yisrael Yisrael. It's opportune time, once you have the Kilusin, then you should be Tevei Yisrael. Rashi says, what's the Gula that I'm handling? You should be Merasehu, B'Tishvachit, Kikilusin, Shayuziyas Mitzrayim. Now, in the Chalam, you mentioned the Yisrael Mitzrayim, in the Asherit Yisrael Mitzrayim, in Krishma, but that's not the Shabbat Vikilusim that the Rashi is referring to. The Shabbat Vikilusim Rashi mentioned, Rashi is talking about, Lachari is the Pasah, the Brachas afterwards. You need the Revash, the Pasah Mayim Tzareim, the Yom Tzishlek Lachari, the whole Brachas is all about the Shabbat Vikilusim and Yisrael Mitzrayim. So Rashi understood that the Gula is not the Gula of Krishma, the Gula is the Gula of Brachas. So Machnas says, it doesn't make a difference the fact that you're not using it with the Krishma before it takes your chavim. So what? When the Maitre says the Brachas, once you say the Brachas, you can be saying with the Gula too.
Why do you go to the Magdalene Gula and make Krishma also be the Brachas?
100%?
But that's not the gula that lands. Mira, I tell you, he's saying, what's the gula? It's mitzvah gula tefila. It's not so much the Kriya Shema. He's saying it's the kilusim. You should be masked here, you see the sign. And a chanash. You should be masked here, you see the sign. Once you mask here, you see the sign. Absolutely. I'm not talking about all of them, I'm talking about the Kriya Shema, but it's it is theoretically a shayach to tefillah. Theoretically a shayach to tefillah. It's more glassal if I were to say that. Especially if you understand the brachas are chelik of the Kriyishma. So agam that the brachas are what the ikar gula is, but since the brachas are nisken on the Kriyishma, so then you have to learn. For Rashi, it's different also that we can brachas and our brachas of Kriyishma. And they all feel allowed to say before tefillah. Why isn't the brachas also? Eva zeh lefidis, we can be mazbar leferel, nachazah. The stipulate flares, the simon beis, he says, what's the din of smith of gula tefillah? Is the ikar of smith of gula tefillah a din mailo in the gula? Or is it a mailo in the tefillah? But the tefillah is the under tefillah once you take up the gula tefillah. So you bring down from Machal HaMecha, that's from somebody from the Bnei Chabur is not here, last month he has been this, brought the Tariah, same Raya. So the Rabbi Yehuda says, when you get to this, she says the Rishonim say that they used to daven before taking your chavim, so Rabbi Yehuda brings down before in the Tafiz, he says, so what should a person do Lamaisa? He says, he brings a number of aces, and one of the aces that he says is you can daven with the tzibur, b'shaf maisa, before Tez Gechavim, and you'll be Mechavim for Shemini Atzeres Dechayimu, and then later on you'll say Kriya Shema Avrecha afterwards, and you'll say Tfilas Nedov. In other words, you'll daven Shemini Atzeres again, Tfilas Nedov. He says, that way you have to commit the school of Tfilas. So he says, you have to be Mechadish something in your Shemini Atzeres, right? Anytime that you lay the Tfilas Nedov, Shemini Atzeres Nedov, you daven the Shemini Atzeres Nedov, you have to Mechadish something. He says, you don't have to Mechadish anything. Why? Since you're saying Mechadish Gula Tfilas, that in itself is a Chedish. The shayla is, what does that have to do? If it's a din in the gula, the mailah is a din in the gula, then how would you mechadish anything in Shemini Atzeres? Why say that the mailah is a mailah in Shemini Atzeres? Once you say a gula tefillah, the mailah is a Shemini Atzeres. And the mailah, for kama that you say a gula tefillah, you have the mailah in Shemini Atzeres, you don't have to mechadish something else. Kher, that Pasha Zat Mashmai, it says, Tzach and Medayik, he says, what's up if we say smichot gula tefillah? What comes first? You say first say the gula, then you say the tefillah. We should say smichot tefillah gula. So he says it's just. Al Khar, look at this, it's very glass. Smith's Gula Tvila means that the Ikr is a Tvila. And you have to be same with the Gula of the Tvila. The Mile is the Mile of the Tvila. Al Khar, the Pasha Mashad is telling two Turism of Rabbeinu Yehuda. Rabbeinu Yehuda says, say Smith's Tvila the Gula. It's not the right order. Smichas gula le tefillah means that you say the tefillah, and then you should be smichas the gula to that. If you would say smichas tefillah le gula, that means I first say the gula, and then afterwards I'm smichas first after. Pashas, you're smichas after what you said. You said something, and after that you're smichas the second thing. So you're smichas the tefillah to the gula. Instead of the gula to the tefillah. Rabbeinu Yena, he brings down two pshatim. Ezu ben Elam Avalzer, Sekhov Gula Shel Arvis, the Tvila Shel Arvis. Says Rabbein Sekhov Ben Yenu, what's the great Tzah? What's the big thing to be Sekhov Gula Tvila? So the first chat that he says, Kishagol, Shatam Shezeiche Lestar Gova Kezer Tei Shekadosh Bohu Kishagol Alonu Vaitiyonu Mitzrayim Hoi Leitinu Leil Alvodim Shenemer Ki Avada Him Asher Yitzitzi 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 Yitzitz When you maskil the gula, you maskil that teva that HaKadosh Baruch Hu did. And tefillah is avoda. Kedam minim v'atzim Hashem lekeichem zuhi tefillah. Kshu maskil yitzis Mitzrayim v'tzbal miyad marash ekemoisha evit shekeinu yitzirabba yichayev latzis mitzatzirabba kenu makir ha-teva v'ha-gula shegol eitzay. You say the gula to be makir teva and you want to show that you're an Eved. How do you show that you're an Eved? Shu avdei. And therefore avoda eitzay. Therefore it goes in davar. It's a mile in the gula. You're makir, that you're the gula, that you're a Kadosh Baruch Hu's Eved. Now how do you go ahead and show that you're an Eved, Hashem? You go ahead and you daven. Pashas Mashmoy says, it's a din in the gula. To show that you have a real avdus. The gula that I'm mentioning, that I became an Eved to you, that avdus is an emes avdus. How do I know? Because I'm going to go ahead and be Eved to you. Through tefillah. It's a mile in the gula. And that's the Mashmoy of Rashi. It's a din is a din in the gula. Rashi says, on the Aftar of Abed, he says, Makhlaq Tzitzin Rabbi Yechon B'Shul Ben-Levi. And Shuba Levi says, since the Gula at night was not a Gula Malia, so therefore you don't have to be same as Gula Tzvila. What does that mean? Zakhtar Ashi, Gula Me'orta Le'ahave, Hilka Gula De'orta Le'chashiva La'aduri Allah Tzvila Tzvila. The Gula is not a Choshev of Gula at night, they should have to be same as Tzvila. If it's a din in the Tzvila, then what's the difference between getting to the Gula? Mashmah, that is the din in the Gula. The Gula is not an Emes of Gula, they should have to be same with the Tzvila to this Gula. Mashmah said in the Gula. And Rashi and the Oslam Dach Lamed Amar Al. Rashi brings down by Abu Dishmu, they would daven Shemayin Esrei before Hitzachalma. And he says, Mishum Mitzmach Gula Tzvila, even the Matzlu Pein and Kriyashma Lekapti. Says Rashi, they weren't Matzlu to be Shemach Gula Tzvila. Why? Since they daven Shemayin Esrei before they daven Shema, it wasn't a problem. Lekapti, they weren't Matzlu to be Shemach Gula Tzvila. Now if you understand that the whole din of Gula is the din of the Tzvila, so what's the difference if they were saying Shema or they weren't saying Shema? They were saying Shema Nesrei. Once you say Shema Nesrei, it's a mile in the Shema Nesrei, you have to say Shema before him. You have to be saying of Gula Tzvila. If you understand that the whole mile is a mile in the Gula, so if you're not saying the Gula at all, and all you think is Shema Nesrei, you don't have to be saying of Gula Tzvila. But if you understand that the mile is a mile in the Tzvila, so what's the difference that you always think is the Tzvila? The mile in the Tzvila is for the Tzvila, you be saying of the Gula Tzvila. Check this out, different Shem Rashi comes out. If he does, of course, very glad. The second shot of the Rebbeinu Yehuda brings down, he says that the Kshemal Tugul is Mitzrayim Mitzbal Miyad Humari Shebaiteach Ba'ashem Betfilam Kimen Shemavakish Memenu Tzropot Shemi Sheinu Baiteach Boi Leivakish Memenu Kul. And he brings down, they Botchul Boi, when they saw the Nefloi, Botchul Boi, the Aritel Tera Gedoyimah וכימן שמאז קריאה שבו איתה גאולה שבת רב יצינו בהשם יצינו כי מאז קריאה זה אני חושב שבו פה זמאס אתם מצבר מיד יש שגם הוא ביתך בו יש יען או יצר ביתן גאולה and then תפילו you ביתך and I thought there's both that is going to be יען או יצר so my one is תפילו I'm going to say the גאולה why? So that you'll be יען או יצר in my תפילו it's a way that I'm on my ביטחון I want a daven now how am I on my ביטחון that you're going to listen to me when I daven First, be matzul gula tefila. I mean, makir that a kodesh bochur. Same thing that he was matzul by soul back then. He'll be matzul you also. Amos, he looked at the din in the tefila. A mile in the tefila. And that's the chayim doing in Tesis. Tesis shita is on daf talam rebeis. He says even though tefila's arvus is a rishus, still you have to be semach gula tefila. Which is the real man. What shaykes? If you don't even have to daven shmei nesrei. So how can you tell me that if I daven mar, then I have to be semach gula tefila? If I wanted to, I didn't have to be daven shmei nesrei. So what's my chiv? I want to say gula to be semach gula tefila. Why should I have to? If I have no chiv in the first place to daven, you can't tell me that if I daven, I have to be semach gula tefila. I wanted to daven off the tefila. So Nachadava says, it's a zinachanami. Vibal tefila taras is rishus. You don't have to daven. So tefila is not a tefila tefila. If you're gonna daven, it has to be a latari yitzei. The tzari yitzei for your tefila is to be semach gula tefila. And Mamela says this also, Agam that it's only a Rishut, you have to be similar to the Tzvila. Now if you understand that the Maila is a Maila in the Gula, and not a Maila in the Tzvila, so what does he think that it's a Allah Tzari Yisutuf? Really, make your idea you have to lay for a night, Kriyash Ma'abrach itself. That's a Chayim. The Shadow is the Yafa Dhamma Shmein Esri. He's saying the way to make your Shmein Esri Allah Tzari Yisutuf is to be similar to the Gula of the Tzvila. The Din of the Shmein Esri. But the Din of the Gula, so it's not Allah Tzari Yisutuf, anytime you say a Gula, even if it's the Tzvila Tzavis as a Rishut, you should have to be same as Gula Tzvila. If you understand that it's the din of the Tzvila, so I don't really have to daven the Tzvila. If you're going to daven the Tzvila, make sure that it's in the best Tzvila. How's that in the best Tzvila? It's the same as Gula Tzvila. It was the din of the Tzvila.
Why do you think it's not
the
Tzvila?
What's that?
Why
Can it's two different kugels. That's when you want to be same as, it's a din in the geula. The maila of being same as geula is geula, is a maila in the geula. However, what's the geula that we're handling? The geula is the geula of Krishna. The geula of Krishna will be same as the geula. The maila is the maila of the geula. A few weeks before, and you can say that Rashi did, the Lisha Delta. That Rashi understood, like he was Mafarish, he was Maisif on the Yerushalmi, he says.
How can you say the maila is the geula?
Because when you're gonna daven the tefillah, if you're gonna daven the agami, you don't have to daven the tefillah. And echanami, if you don't want to, you don't have to daven the tefillah. But if you're gonna daven the tefillah, that's enough of daven. Shalom says this: the tefillah has to be in the best possible oifen. What's that? The same as the tefillah. So what does that mean? That means that the din of the tefillah. What's that? If the it's much rarer. 100%. 100%. You can say that. It's much rarer because if I don't even have to daven Shmoneh Esrei at all, so you can't tell me that if I'm going to daven this Geula, if I'm going to say the Geula, I have to daven Shmoneh Esrei. I don't have to daven Shmoneh Esrei in the first place. It's not a din in the... If it's a din in the Shmoneh Esrei, so once you're going to say the Shmoneh Esrei, then you have to be mindful of the Geula. But to say the other way around, once I say the Geula, then I have to say Shmoneh Esrei, to be able to not say Shmoneh Esrei. What's that? The Sefer brings down a similar translation. He doesn't bring down Snachodav, but he says a similar translation to be Matria that he also submitted in the Tzvila. If he's the first Indian, we could say that Rashi says the Tamai Razi. Rashi understood. Yeah, all the Mikar of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Narateu B'Tishbachas B'Kibutzin, Ubay Odi, Oide, Karev Eilo, Yeiko Yisrael Yisrael. The Indian is not the Krishma, the Gula that we're handling is not the Yitzhak Mitzrayim of Krishma. That's not a Gula that's Hashem for Smith Gula Tfilah. The Gula is the Gula of the Kilusim. Once you Makal HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and you say Shir Zishish Bachos, that's the opportune time to ask for your Tzofim. And Zvibati learned that the Gula wasn't the Gula of Krishma, the Gula was the Gula of the Kilusim, so it's the Milo is by saying the Kilusim. So once you're Makalas HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so now you have a chance to speak to the king. Ask him for your tzrachim. The male youngest said that the Maila was the whole thing was the din of the Gula. What's the din of the tzvila? We have to say, but oy the car of Eilov, ye call this way a tzrachim. It's nothing to do with the tzvila. The din of the Gula. Once you're Makalas him, you should be Tavir. Mashiach can say to himself that it wasn't a din of the Kilusim like we said before. It was the Yitzhak Mitzrayim that's mentioned in Kriyashma. Nothing to do with the Kilusim. So how do you understand Yitzhak Smir of Gula tzvila? Like Rashi brings out at the beginning, and we'll see in a second that's really Shin Shavin Adam. That it says, Hashem Tzuri Yugoy Ali, Yanch Hashem Yim Tzor. What's the way to have a Yanch Hashem Yim Tzor? Be same as the Gula to the Tzvila. The way that your Tzvila should be Mekub. How do you have a Yanch Hashem Yim Tzor? You saw the Lacha, they were bothered by the Marshal's bothered by the Yanch Hashem Yim Tzor. That Lacha. What's the way for you to be, that Hashem will answer your Tzvila? Through being same as the Gula Tzvila. And if another Yanch says this, it's not the Kimusa. The Gula is the Gula of the Krishma. And the Maila of being same as Gula Tzvila is also Tzvila Shabbat. Like the second channel being here, that the Tzvila should be a Mughal Tzvila. If you do this, we can understand Shita Tzvila Tzvila. The Orza Ruah, the Goyit Hashri brings down from the Orza Ruah. Which if you look at the Orza Ruah inside brings down, it's really Shita Tzvila Tzvila. That you do not have to be same as Gula Tzvila on Shabbat. Since it says the whole thing is learned out of Yanuch Hashem Yim Tzara, not like Rashi, that it didn't be Kilusim. It's learned out of Yanuch Hashem Yim Tzara, not in the Tzvila. Tzvila Shabbos not even Tzara, you don't have to be similar to the two. It makes a lot of sense if you understand that it's a din in the Tzvila. If it's a din in the Tzvila, so Kokama that Shabbos is not a Tzvila, it's not a eighth Tzara, and you're not answering your Bakasha, because we're not davening regular Shemoneh Esrei, you can say you don't have to be similar to the Tzvila. But if it's a din in the Gula, so what's the difference? Well, let's go by Shachar, say Vachiv to be the daven Tzvila Tzvila. What's the difference if it's an eighth Tzara or it's not eighth Tzara? The Maila is the Maila in the Gula. So what's the difference if it's Shabbos is 8th Torah and Shabbos is not 8th Torah? After the Gula Shabbat you should have to be same as Gula Tzvila. If you understand that in the Shemini Esrei, so it's Ventach. It makes it's telling. If it's 8th Torah, so your Shemini Esrei is the 8th Torah, then you should be same as the Gula Tzvila. If it's not an 8th Torah, Shemini Esrei is not a Shemini Esrei of 8th Torah, we don't have the Teisha Brachas, Shabbos Torah Brachas on Shabbos, you don't have to be same as the Gula Tzvila. If it's a din of the Gula, what's the difference? Once you be... it shows that your gula is a real gula. Like the, like Rabbeinu Yonatan. It shows that you're emes eved. To be emes eved, because once... Yeah? No, because you're dying to come to Baruch Hu. It says, the way that the Rabbeinu Yonatan says, it says, Ezu avodah shebelev, zeh tefillin. So the fact that you're davening l'chol, that in itself is avda. Whether it's a yimtar or it's not a yimtar. It's mari, that's a gula that I mentioned. I was maskir that gula. What's that? That's what Rabbeinu Yonatan said. In economics, that's Rabbeinu
Yonatan.
Theoretically, or you can understand like Rashi understood. Rashi understood that the Milo was Matar Shehipman, the way that Rashi was maskir. In economics, Yan Chashem Yim Tor. Oh, very good. That is such a sad that you could say that. He's saying that Lefi Rashi, we want to tell Lefi Taisvis that the whole mile is a mile in the Tvilo, so it's not an eighth star, and you shouldn't have to say Smith Gula Tvilo, which is what Rabbeinu Tam says. In Islam, you don't have to be saying Gula Tvilo and Shabbos. But according to Rashi, that it's a din in the Kilusim, that which is the Gula, so what's the difference between Shabbos and Shabbos? Once you mask in the Kilusim, you should have to be Semach Gula Tvilo. So if you look in the Sfar Shmuel, and the Rosh, the Goyis, bring it down to the bottom of the tour, Hitaka says that even the Fish, according to the second verse of Rashi, that Rashi brings down, that it doesn't make a difference whether or not Shabbos is not Shabbos. Like I'm telling you. If you look at the Shagatar, he says your point. He says, the whole Mila Rashi says that the Gula is, when you mask the Kilusin, then you should be Tevea Trochel, but Shabbos is not Tevea Trochel. So there's no reason to be saying what the Gula is real. You could say that. Actually, there is such a sad thing. But Tatis, according to what we're saying, we say that when again there'll be Semachul Tefil on Shabbos, there'll be Machlokes between Tatis and Rashi. And the next Nikud is also the same thing. Rabbeinu Tam, they clear it without Rabbeinu Tam. You saw in Halacha, the Be'er Avela brings down the Pshat, the Dakimesh brings down the Pshat. What's when again the Yom Tov? Is Yom Tov considered an eighth star? That you should have to be Semachul Tefil or not? They're all clearing only because they understand that it's a din in the Tefil. The Tefillah is only an 8th star. Is it an 8th star or is it not an 8th star? If they all do the Gula, then again, once again, even on Yom Tov, once you mask the Gula, you should have to be similar to the Tefillah. I got that, what the Mishnah Berurah brings down, the Tam brought down in Shulchan Aruch, in the Ramah, is not the Ramah, of why Yom Tov is different. That's the Be'er Avela. The Ramah brings down a different Tam, in the Darkei Moshe, on the Torah, which is the Tam that the Mishnah Berurah brings down. He says that Hagamah on Shabbos you don't have to be same as Gula Tefillah, but on Yom Tov you still have to be same as Gula Tefillah. Why? Because on Shari Yomim it is a star. Shabbos is always the seventh day. Shabbos is always Shabbos. It's never an eighth star. Yom Tov next week it's not going to be an eighth star. The next week it will be an eighth star. Hagamah today it's not an eighth star, but next week, next Tuesday, or whatever day Yom Tov fell out, it will be an eighth star. The few days you could be Mataris. The Shagatari wants to bring a Raya. That you should have to be Semach Gula Tvilo on Shabbos. Everybody handles the Shagatari. Do you have to be Semach Gula Tvilo on Shabbos? So the Shagatari brings a Raya from Rav. Rabbeinu Yonah says, Naf Beizim and Allah. I'll prove to you that you can daven before that Semach Gula Tvilo. We're not so much Semach Gula Tvilo by Arvid. It says, Rav daven Tvilo Shal Shabbos for Erev Shabbos. Rav daven on Erev Shabbos. Tfilas Marav. He says, Rav wasn't the same as Gula Tfilo. So says Rabbeinu Yonah, how bad that Rav wasn't the same as Gula Tfilo, but since he was Moisik, Mechal Al HaKadosh, which is a big mitzvah, he wasn't makbid on the same as Gula Tfilo. Zok to Shagatari, he writes this, we see from this Rabbeinu Yonah, then Me'ikar Adin, you have to be same as Gula Tfilo on Shabbat. Right? We're just saying that since Rav was Moisik, Mechal Al HaKadosh, he did a big mitzvah, so he felt that B'shikul, that it was better to make Mechal Al HaKadosh than the same as Gula Tfilo. But Be'ikaron, you have to be Semach Gula Tefillah on Shabbos. Because once you become Shabbos, and Rav, even if he was Moisik Mechal HaKadosh, you become Shabbos with Kol HaDinim. Kol HaDinim is Shabbos. You can't say that, oh, it's really bad during the week. Not considered Shabbos, and that's why you have to be Semach Gula Tefillah. Once you become Shabbos, it's Shabbos with Kol HaDinim. So we see Bethlehem, you should have to be Semach Gula Tefillah, only just because he was Moisik Mechal HaKadosh, which is a big mitzvah, therefore it wasn't Semach Gula Tefillah. So, Mulayim Mitzafin Amina, according to this Ramah that we just said, that Yom Tov on Shar Yomim is considered an Eitz Tzara, you can say the same thing over here. In Echlam, when you wait to Mechal HaKadosh, you become Shabbos. But next week, when you work, you're not going to wait to Mechal HaKadosh for 2 hours before Shabbos, then it is going to be an Eitz Tzara. And for Chaim Yankel, your next neighbor, wasn't waiting to Mechal HaKadosh, for him it is an Eitz Tzara. So what's your raya? What's the Shaykh Tarim in your raya for Rav that the SME should have to be same as Lulu Tefillah on Shabbos? Because Rav, if not for the fact he's made to Mechal HaKadosh, wouldn't be same as Lulu Tefillah. No, once you're made to Mechal HaKadosh, that means that the SM is not an Eitzah right now. It's not the Yom HaShvi. You're made to Mechal HaKadosh more than you have to, more than the 1 second you have to. And for everybody else that is considered, right now it is an Eitzah. But really, you have to be same as Lulu Tefillah. It's only because you're made to Mechal HaKadosh, it wasn't same as Lulu Tefillah. That's the Indian. A little bit la'alaba, hope there isn't a saw. Simin Kofi Dallas. Just the shaylas that come up that are not going to go through the la'alaba that brought down Bikaram, but the shaylas that come up, la'alaba, what to do. As I mentioned last month, most, very many halachas are machlekes ha'paiskim, and I might mention both of them, but la'alaba, I try to go through and work with, which is the rub that I paisik. So everybody can ask the Rav when he gets the Lacha Mice, so just how he came out. The Mishnah Berurah says that you should be Semech Lulat Tefila in Sefer Halach. He says you should be Semech Lulat Tefila. V'afilu b'shiyah v'alma yitmech ne'idibur yish nizor lechatchila. You shouldn't be even be Mastik even more than a yitmech ne'idibur. Shalom Alecha Rebbe. She does the Mishnah Berurah. It's three words. The Shaila is, let's say you get up to, you say Gal Yisrael, you look around and you see there's only 9 Mitzvahs. What should you do? Should you wait for the 10th guy to start davening, or should you send him to the tree? So Pashas we say, by Shachas, Halacha is, if you come in and start davening Shmini Asrei, you're not supposed to daven Shmini Asrei with them. I got my night, you're supposed to daven Shmini Asrei with them, because Tefillah B'Tzibur at night is more chashuv than Tefillah B'Tzibur at Tefillah, like Mishnah Berurah points out at the end over here. However, during the day, it's not that way. And Tefillah B'Tzibur at Tefillah is odaf on Tefillah B'Tzibur, and you should try to daven Yechid. And I saw an economy so many times like that. He brings down that you should do that. Since Tefillah B'Tzibur is Smith Tefillah B'Tzibur is other than Tefillah B'Tzibur, don't wait for the 10th guy, and you should daven right away.
You could start
on the 7th cell. Oh, that's an 8th cell. Maybe. Okay, we're going to do this thing. Very good. So I thought over here that it's a little bit different. In a Hanami, he's telling you that Chachila, you shouldn't be Mastik more than a Shia. When you're not being Mastik, you're not speaking, you're not making Be'etzem a Heftik between your Smith Tefillah B'Tzibur, you're waiting. Who says that that's Megareh and the Smith Tefillah B'Tzibur? In a Hanami, a Shia Ba'alma, 100%. He says, Lechatchila, you shouldn't be Mashiach a Shia Ba'alma. Some people say you should do it in one breath. That's Lechatchila. But to be Mashiach, what does that mean, Lechatchila? That means, let's say I didn't do it, it took me 4 seconds. Lechatchila, of course. Ba'alma, Yisra, say, Dibur, Yishli Zohar, Lechatchila. Yishli Zohar, Lechatchila. But it's not, it's a Prima Gavis. Look at Prima Gavis inside. Not. But that's, you shouldn't, Shia Ba'alma, he doesn't take the Dibur. I think the Prima Gavis. So shall whether or not it's the Chesed Mechal and the Smith Gula Tefillah. Cases that we've seen the Rishonim that it's not the Gula Tefillah, like the meaning of it says, you're going to get up and you're going to get dressed in the middle, putting your Nitalas and Tefillin. It's a Maisa, can't find that Mastik in the Smith Gula Tefillah. But Shia Ba'alma, who says that's Mastik in the Smith Gula Tefillah? If I can chop also the Tefillah B'Tzibur, then the Chara should do that. And that is what Rebbe Rukwa said, the Chanami, you should wait for the... He says, there's a Pali Shira also, you're going to have to wait 15 minutes, of course you don't do it. The Zikr, the Chara is going to be up until Chav Beis Dama, that's the Shita that you gave, the Tekif. Yerushalmi says, there's 3 Tekif. Take it for Shechita Kabbalah, take it for Netila Bracha, take it for the Gula Tvila. And we say the same way by Benegat Shechita, we have Koch Be'izama, so to Benegat Tatan Alacha, Benegat Netila Tadaim, if you wash your hands, you're supposed to say the Bracha, I might see the same Koch Be'izama. And somebody brings down that shir also over here, Benegat to Gal Yisrael, Koch Be'izama, which is, I don't know, anywhere between 15 and 25 seconds. So if you have to wait an extra 10 seconds, that's usually 20 seconds till the guy catches up, the you should wait for it. So the same thing you said when you get to Netzach Hama. So if it's going to be Netzach Hama, and you say Gal Yisrael, then you realize, oh, it's another minute, and a half a minute till Netzach Hama. Should you start waiting before, or should you wait? He says, you should wait. He says, okay, some people wait in the Chathchila for that. He says, there's a shadow, we'll see in the next image. What's considered Nate? Is Nate the first time that the sun comes up over the horizon? Or is Nate Hanira, the first time that we see the sun? In Yerushalayim, it's usually the difference of a minute or two, not so much. It says that some people do the Lechatchila. They say Shema, and they get up to Gal Yisrael with the Olam, the Chav Shema before the first Nate. And then they wait a little bit, till the half a minute, whatever it is, till the second Nate Hanira, the Chav Nate Hanira, because if the real Nate is the second Nate, the Nate Hanira, so Rabbi Yashar says, you're davening before the first Nate, then you daven Shlev Izmanu. Some people try to chop the same thing, they wait, they goof away, to chop both Nates. If you live in Beitar, or something like that, then since there's mountains by the Mizrach, on Shana Rabbah, it was 17 minutes difference between Nathan, you're it. It's not going to really work out. It's going to be finished davening by the time you start your nesef. But if it's a minute or so, like your Berger told me, he says they went to daven, they went to bake matzahs in Yad Binyamin. It was 6 minutes difference. They couldn't chap both of them. But then Chami, he says also, another Eitzah is like he says, that you could say, you could be marech in your Hashem Tzvotai Tiftach. Be marech, Hashem, you know, draw it out. Till the next guy starts his, and you'll be saved right away for Hashem Tzvotai Tiftach. So you wanted to say this. I mentioned to him, I said, I when he told me that, I said about the Bir Halacha, he says that even if you want to say, like the Bir Halacha says at the end, that it's not a mamash tefilo, that if you forget it, it's going to have to be, you're going to have to say Shmoneh Esrei again. But it has both Gedorim. And he says that Inechanam is considered a tefillah Rifta, that you consider Tzemech Gulu tefillah. But it's not considered that you started Shmoneh Esrei before the rest of the Olam, that you shouldn't have the tefillah b'tzibur. I wanted to say, you once you're married in the Shem Tzvotai Tiftach, you weren't Masi B'chol, but it's not considered that you started Shmoneh Esrei before the rest of the Olam. After the one at a time. And the Chorin, if you did this Cheshbon also, the Machlek is Shari Shuvah brings later on, whether or not, let's say you get up to Gal Yisrael, and they're up to Kedusha, right at that time. Should you be Shemei HaKa'ina, when they get up to be Yitzhak Kadosh of Kedusha? So, Machlekes, Shari Shuvah says that you shouldn't. They say that the Makar that the Shari Shuvah brings down is really a Tzori Tzofer, and the Makar that it brings down really says that you should. So, I don't know if there's any Shita really that holds that you shouldn't.
Should wait.
And Shemei HaKa'ina, before you start Shemei HaKa'ina. Yeah, right now. The question is right now. This is where the whole of my Kedusha. So what do I do? Should I start or should I? Even if I was shrinking, everybody that holds that Shemei HaKa'ina is Mamash saying it, then it can't be Mamash saying it. Because there's certain times that you're allowed to be Shemei HaKa'ina. Anytime, right? Anytime that you're being Shemei HaKa'ina because you can't talk. That means, right? How does that work? Say this already. Say this for the Kuna. And a Gaon that Shemei HaKa'ina is as if you're Aina, but it's not Mamash as if you're Aina, because then you should be able to be Aina. It's Shemei HaKa'ina doesn't make it as if you're Mamash talking. Even say the Bir Halacha brings down that there's some Shitas that hold you're allowed to say Kadosh Kedusha even during the week, not on Shabbos. You're allowed to say it straight out. L'chur, if you understand that you're allowed to make a Shiva Alma, and that's not going to be Megare, and you're supposed to do the Tefillah like we're saying before, to wait for nine people, wait for Nesach Alam, but L'chur, also for Shemei HaKa'ina, for Kadosh Kedusha, you should do that. However, earlier on, Simon Samachlov, the best Eitzah to do is to wait by Shira Chadasha. If you see they're going to get up there, Kadosh or Kedusha, wait by Shira Chadasha. Then you answer, and then start your Shmei Nesef. If you didn't, the third you should be able to do a Shmei Kain. Yeah, the problem is, let's say post facto.
What?
Post facto, you didn't realize. You hopped and you got walked out. The best thing to wait by Shira Chadasha, 100%. Some people wait by Shema, by the Shema, so they make sure. And then come. Now, when you get to the Amein, the Shulchan Aruch brings down to say Amein, not to say Amein after Gal Yisroel. The Ramah says, Yeshem Mishabotel Anet Simen Gal Yisroel. L'shal Gota Dula Maisa. So the Mishnah Berurah brings down, Simen Samachlov, he brings down two Eitzahs of what to do, Maisa, to get yourself out of the Machlokes. Either you should start Shemen Esrei a second before the Chazan, or you should be signed B'shal with the Chazan, and therefore, there's no need to answer a minute. The Shaila is, where did the minute come from to Baruch Adah Hashem, and then say Gal Yisroel Malachash? Where did that come from? Makor is, what should we do now? Chassan Sefer brings it down, and it's materially tied in the Yishla Avrom, in the Tamach Vav, that you could do such a thing. However, it's Machlekes HaPosekim, Heintiga Gedolim. Chaim, the Ishi Yisrael brings down that he has from Chaim. Chaim says that many Yoko, however, Shem Zalman, and the Loyasher, and the Vosna says not coming to Brocho, to stop in the middle. They all said not to, you should enter Bacolus. What to do with Ma'isa? That's what Berkowitz, he tells me that if you know that the Tzibur is going to answer B'Shava, which is, that's the meaning of most Yerushalmi Minyanim, that the Tzibur answers B'Shava, then you should stay in the Kov. He said, listen, you have no idea, you go to some Shiva in Ashdod, what should you do? He says, I don't know, Belachash. So if the whatever you're using outside. So if the minig, if the minig is to say it together in a chanami, so you're saying you should say it together 100%. Some yeshivas, mekubal, some minyanim. If you don't know what the minig is, you're saying in a chanami. If it's in Yerushalayim, then you should say it out loud. If it's not, then you should say it quiet. Because once you say it out loud, it's mechayev somebody to say amen. It's not just a shot, it's anybody. It's the same value, it's always just the same main estimate. You would say amen, if you would hear this. Not the same main, you should answer, you should be beside Mishal. People might not answer, people might yes. That's the last thing to do. You're missing something. No, here we're missing that people are going to say amen. I don't care if they don't say amen. You're the shaft, you're fearing the hell of me. That's just what to do. What's the best reason to be mafki or something close to? There's a Maitre, there's a Shekhanah, there's a Ramah, there's a Mishitah, there's a Magan Avram, there's a Mishabruah. They're all handling what's the best reason. Ah, so this is Chassan Sefer, that's the Makar. Eish Lavram also, but Cheshire, not the Pimagan. He also says, Madhuri said he, that's what his meaning was, to say about him. The Shabbat is what Lamai says, end of the day. The best thing to do is to answer B'Shavi, say B'Shavi. You know, say hello, say the whole thing low. Say the whole thing low. There's not a ma'yus to say the bracha loud. There's a giroi to start off loud and stop in the middle. Baruch Atah Hashem. What happens? It's a chesaron in the cover of the bracha. You're stopping a bracha in the middle of the bracha. You're talking to somebody in the middle, and all of a sudden you drop your voice and you can't hear you. So the Rebbe is deciding, he says, besides saying, I'm saying the whole bracha aloud. The whole bracha you said out loud from Hemes Ve'emuna. What people do, bracha da'asha, amar ha'shein ame'ena, they also stop in the middle. Yeah, and Echanami, you know, he's not being masticated, he's not saying it, it's concerning, he's saying. There's such a makafer. You see that, that's the pukhazim I have at the bar. We don't do that, no. The best thing is, if you can be, if they was to be time together, you should say the bracha aloud. If that was not going to be, if you don't know, you can answer, you can say the malachash. You could also say the aloud, but that's the reference of that's the gun that he was going. When he gets to Shabbos, the Bira Alokha brings down. The Shabbos, what to do when he gets to Shabbos, when he gets to spend through the Tefillah, how do we pass him? He says, Lamayim, the way that the stocking is going to come down, is Mechal. He says, when he gets to answer Kadosh Kedusha, now you can answer Kadosh Kedusha, even between the Tefillah and the Tefillah. Because there's some people that hold it, you can be answering Kadosh Kedusha even during the week. Zichr, Kol Shekinah Shabbos. However, when you get to come in and the Tiber is damaged for answering, whether you should damage for answering them without missing the Tefillah, he says, we keep hearing the topic, and therefore, he doesn't want to go with that, and he says that you should be saying with the Tefillah, you shouldn't damage the Tiber. Happens to be, you look at Rekiv Eger on the Gilyan in the Shulchan Aruch, he's not the topic. In the Chedushim, he can't say he's the topic, he's in the Chedushim, but in the Gilyan in the Shulchan Aruch, he's not the topic, and he says, Kipshutai, that you should say the Shemini Esrei with the Tiber. I don't know if it's possible like that, the way Alokha goes not like that. I didn't get a stock out of Berkeley to try. But, so, the stock of the Mishabur is that when you get to Shabbos, you can answer Kaddish Mekadusha. However, you should not, if you're going to miss that Gans and Swiss Gulat Vila, it's a Kaddish spot. When you say Kaddish Mekadusha, so the stuff that you can say Kaddish Mekadusha during the week is because it's not a Giroi, it's not a Tatar and Smith Gulat Vila. The same way that you say Kaddish at night, and it's not a Chassanah Tzvah Zgulat Tefillah, because the whole Kaddish is Minyan Yagulo, like the Rosh says in Tshuva. So too, it's the same Minyan Shmirah, but you're not Agamda, you're being Mastik, but it's not a Heptik in the Tzvah Zgulat Tefillah. If you're not going to daven Shmanesri Kapal after you said the Brachos, if you come in and the Tzvah Zgulat Tefillah, and you didn't daven the Brachos, then you're not being Tzvah Zgulat Tefillah Kapal. So that's just a real thing. The Kaddish Kapal is where it's coming from. If you're going to be saying a Gula Tvila, just you're going to say something in the middle, which is like a Gula Arichta, and anything, you can be saying on that when you get to Shabbos. However, if you're not going to be saying a Gula Tvila B'chlal, you're not going to say Shema, you're not going to say the Brach, so you're just going to say Shema Nesli, then you're not going to go on Shabbos. And when he asked Hashem Tfas, I tipped off the Bir Alacha players and said, is it a chelik of the Tvila that if you didn't say Hashem Tfas, I tipped off, you should have to go back? At the end of the day, he wants to say not that way, and you would not have to go back. The question is, let's say you made a mistake in the Shmei Nesrei, and you have to start Shmei Nesrei again. Do you say Hashem Tfas, I tipped off again or not? So the Makor is really a ritual and Tainus, not Gimel, and Mishnah Berurah brings it down to Fidalit, and Moshe Pasuk is the same way. He says that if you start again to an answer, you don't have to say Hashem Tzvah 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 Tzvah. You're still in the middle of the Tzvah. If you're starting again, you don't have to say Hashem Tzvah Tzvah Tzvah. That's a good question. Kenzan, it's the Tzvah that you said was not a Tzvah that is in the garbage. It's all a Chilek. Declare, let's say you made a mistake in the first time you made a Shemir Nesrei, right? And then you made a different mistake in the second time you said Shemir Nesrei. Right? Well, you didn't make the first mistake. The first time you said Shemir Nesrei, you didn't make the second mistake. You have to go again and say it back a third time. Between the two Shemir Nesreis, you got all the things. So if you hold that the first Shemir Nesrei was a mistake and that was it, it's in the garbage, then yeah, of course you have to go back again. However, you probably said that the first Shemir Nesrei is not. Okay, Mezr Hashem will get to it when you get to the Shemir Nesrei. That's negated that actually included. If you understand the first Shemir Nesrei is a chilek of the tefillah, you got to make a mistake, you have to go back. So it's a chilek of the tefillah, so you're still sinner through the tefillah. Really, you don't have to say Hashem Tzvah Tzvah. However, says Rav Moshe, if you finish the tefillah, and then only after you finish the tefillah, you realize that you didn't say yes, you realize they made a mistake, then you have to go back and say Hashem Tzvah Tzvah. Let's say the only shalei is what comes up if you're in the middle of Maariv, in the middle of Shachas, and you say Ki Shem. You start saying Ki Shem, like I say Hashem Tzvah Tzvah. What do? You finish off the pasuk or not? So some Tzvah Tzvah is clear about it. Some people say yes, some people say no. The Ezra Brokos, he said that if you say Kishem, you should zikr stop in the middle and start Hashem Tzvah Tiftach. If you say Kishem Hashem, you should end off Tzvah Tiftach. If you get Yilu Tzvah. In other words, it's a heftig. It's brought down, Mishra Brokos, we're going to go. You don't have to say another episode. The male, if you start saying it, it's a heftig. So you stop in the middle of the heftig. I'm not sure. That I don't know. I didn't ask him, and I only thought of it afterwards. If you say Ekra, so Ken Zayn, you have no Echatimta to be Messiah in, and you already said a chelik of a pasuk with Hashem's name in it. Who says you have a right to stop in the middle? That is, I don't know. If you already said echo, then you might have to know. Kishem Shanka has no much money for fun. And once you say, Hobogedo Lakinu, then it's a chelek kilo. It's something which is shaykh to the tefila. Kishem Shanka. He said, what? Does it stop also? He brings down here, and it's safer that even after echo has to stop. Is it Vatam Mukhaki Nesting? Yes. Siyah tefila. Chesner. Huh? Chesner. He says to stop. Even after it. And just one last secure, there's one. Don't say that. No? Yeah, just say it. Once you say it. He's asking if you say, by Mincha, if you start saying Hashem Tzotai Tiftoch before saying Ki Shem. Don't say Ki Shem after you say Hashem Tzotai Tiftoch. Once you say Hashem Tzotai Tiftoch, that's your call to feel already. You can't say Ki Shem after. Hashem Tzvah Tzvah is a chelik d'Shmei Nesrei already. It's a tefillah richta. Kishim is not a tefillah richta. This is a tefillah richta. You already started the tefillah. You can't say Kishim is a middle of the tefillah. Yeah, but it's a chelik of the tefillah. That's already. When you get the p'tiyah, you say you're supposed to take the Shmei Nesrei. The shalos exactly when to take them. So the tefillah of David says, he says they should. He's not a Heinziger, he's, I don't know, 250 years old. He's 200 years old. He says that. That it's not a heftik to take the psiyas after you say Gal Yisrael. It's not a heftik. The Kiddush Shulchan Aruch says to take the Gimel psiyas la'achira before Tilus Tekel Aliyin, and Gimel psiyas la'fono after Gal Yisrael. And that's not considered a heftik. Third tefillah. Think over here. He says the way that he's naig, Chanzig. That's what it is. Says the way that he's naig is to walk forward as you say Gal Yisrael. That way he doesn't have to muscle the fall. I don't know if maybe it's better not to walk forward during a bracha, or it is better to walk forward during a bracha. But l'chor, you shouldn't go back three and forward three all before after Gal Yisrael, because then you're missing your Tefillah Dibur. Like Mishnah Berurah says, clearly you should be mazir not to do the Tefillah Dibur. So you say, you go Gimel Ksiyas l'chor before him. And then afterwards, between after Gal Yisrael, either as you're saying Gal Yisrael, you can walk forward, or even afterwards, it's not even a day, it's less than Tefillah Dibur, and it wouldn't be happy for you. Yeah.